This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was bank robbery, about which the phrase, "that's where the money is," was most memorably used, but it applies equally as a reason so many non-financial companies are getting into financial services. Google Pay, Amazon Cash, Apple Pay, now T-Mobile. This week, the wireless company rolled out something called T-Mobile Money Nationwide, basically a digital mobile checking account. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams checked out the business case.
T-Mobile likes to call itself the Uncarrier to distinguish itself from its much bigger rivals, Verizon and AT&T. This new digital wallet is yet another effort to do that, says Amy Zirkel at the Electronic Transactions Association, a financial industry trade group of which T-Mobile is a member.
I'm sure it's about a value add and extending the reach of its brand. So I think there is a piece there of just demonstrating that they're not just a phone company.
You don't need to be a T-Mobile customer to use T-Mobile Money, but you get more perks if you are. There's no minimum balance, up to a 4% interest rate, and fewer fees than many banks. T-Mobile is hoping that will draw in lower-income customers, the so-called underbanked. But there's a risk.
Not having a bank branch that you can walk into to deal with real people can be an issue.
Lauren Saunders is with the National Consumer Law Center.
And if you're relying on your smartphone to access your financial account, that may not always work for people who can't always afford the phone bill, have intermittent internet access.
But for those who do have access, there's another reason for T-Mobile to get into this space, says Christopher Cole with the Independent Community Bankers of America.
It's obviously done to counter Apple Pay and what Apple is doing in for their phone systems.
And Cole says it could also end up forcing AT&T and Verizon to follow T-Mobile's lead. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.